As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we will be live for our next live show on June 20th. Mark your calendars now and come out and see us because it's going to be a great one. It's going to be a hot show. Friday, June 20th, free show. You don't need a ticket. Just come to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and come out and see us. One of my favorite writers, and she's been on the show many, many times over the years, although it's been far too long, Lenore Skenazy, contributing editor for Reason, founder of the Free Range Kids movement, and president of Let Grow, a nonprofit promoting childhood independence and resilience. Lenore, how are you, my friend?
Independent and resilient. How are you?
I'm trying to raise children who are independent and resilient as well. So that's how I'm doing.
Great.
And you, of course, are on X at Free Range Kids and freerangekids.com. David DeLugas, attorney and executive director and member of the board and founder of Parents USA, representing a woman we're going to talk about in this case. David, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Doing great, Rich. Thanks for getting us on.
Absolutely. And parentsusa.org is your site. All right. So, Lenore, I saw the piece you wrote in Reason.com about this mom. I don't know how you guys want to do this. So whoever wants to go first, tell me the story.
I think I'll tell you the story because I totally lean on David to explain the legalities of this case, which right. always leave me flummoxed. But briefly, divorced mom, two kids, they're 8 and 10. She lives in Georgia. Her name is Alexandra Woodward, and she is a great mom. She sent us videos of all sorts of things, taking the kids camping, and here's the kids mowing the lawn, and here they are cooking dinner with her, as they were about a month ago. They were making chicken dinner. They wanted to cook the nuggets themselves. Fine.
Great.
And the mom plays a game of sorry with them and does their homework with them and tucks them in bed and says, as we discussed, I have to go to the storage room tonight to get some stuff with the boyfriend, a guy named John. And you guys are going to be okay here home alone. And the kids said, sure. And they even told the mom, like, don't forget to get me, you know, my Pokemon cards or whatever it was that they wanted from the storage room as well. She leaves them a phone. They can call her if there's any trouble. They can certainly call the neighbor that they're friendly with if there's any trouble. She's got cameras inside the house if anything happens. She's got the Ring camera outside the house if anything happens. They are safe. They are fine. They are calm. Off she goes to the storage room. And at some point, either the kids call their dad or maybe the dad calls the kids. I don't know. But they mentioned that they're home by themselves. Mom has gone to the storage room, at which point dad hops into his car. He lives about an hour away and starts driving to them and calls, I guess, 911, calls the authorities to say, my kids are alone. Will somebody please do a welfare check on them? And so two cops in what looks like sort of riot gear. I don't know. They're in these like big vests, are dispatched to the house and they ring the doorbell, which the mom sees on the Ring camera because she has it on her phone. But the kids come to the door and they let them in and the cops say, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "Oh, my mom's gone to the storage room." And the cops don't know what to do. The kids seem perfectly fine, but it's a strange situation. So they end up calling Child Protective Services, who says, you know, the dad's on his way. Give the kids to the dad and stay there and wait for the mom. And so the mom has already been alerted and is coming back from her storage room trip. And when she arrives, the kids have been already taken by the husband and or by the dad. And she gets out of her car and they pull her hands behind her and they handcuff the mom because she's so dangerous, such a dangerous criminal. And they handcuff the guy and they put him in the cop car and they took him to jail and they fingerprint them and take their mugshots. And they're there for 3 days.
Two days.
72 hours, whatever. They're there overnight, at least one night. Yeah. And then they're facing the strangest thing. And this is where David will jump in. They're facing charges of felony charges of cruelty to children in the first degree, which is normally if you've beaten a child with a baseball bat, you've starved them, you've chained them to a radiator, and you've deprived them of everything they need to live and be okay. And that strikes me as crazy. And in the meantime, the kids are away with the dad and the mom is only allowed to see them when somebody else is watching them on a supervised visit, like once a week, as if there's something inordinately cruel and so crazy about her that if she's in the room with her kids, this mom who just made chicken nuggets with them and played a game of Sorry is going to slit their throats. And so I'm grateful that David alerted me to this case because the mom found David and he took the case and he can tell you more.
Thank you, Lenore Skenazy, for that. So just to review, so 10 and 8, the kids' ages, mom's gone for a little while. She's not leaving for weeks on end here. She's coming back the same night. Mm-hmm. The ex-husband doesn't like it, calls the cops, and Child Services gets involved. Now, David, your organization, Parents USA, just real quick, tell us about it.
Started 12 years ago because as a lawyer, I saw more and more how trial courts and others in government were treating parents as if they didn't matter and overextending, overreaching into parenting, just everyday parenting decisions. So we represent moms and dads. We only employ the U.S. Supreme Court decisions about parenting and the rights of parents, which many parents over exaggerate in their own heads. But the short version is parents have the power to decide for their own children so long as they do not cause actual harm to their child, significant physical harm, or long-term emotional harm. So the state's involvement should be limited to protecting children from imminent risk of harm, and actual harm, and long-term, not just, oh, the kid's sad, or the kid's upset, or you took away their device or their computer, and they're ticked off. This is not where we should have government intervening, but as probably your listeners know, more and more kids are learning, teenagers, hey, I'll call DFACS or CPS on my parents because I got grounded or absurdities like that.
That almost doesn't matter. What matters is that a mom is found guilty of something, of actual cruelty and endangerment when all she did was do something that she thought made sense and, frankly, that I think makes sense, which is you can leave your kids for a little while if they're in a safe house in a safe neighborhood and they got a phone.
Well, that's the thing, right? So we're talking about 10 and 8 and the kids were not in danger and nothing bad was happening. What is the law in the state of Georgia at the moment right now regarding the ages where kids can be unsupervised?
Well, let me tell you what happened since then. Georgia became the ninth state to pass what we call the Reasonable Childhood Independence Law. That's something that Let Grow has been promoting in states across America. And as I say, this is the ninth. And our law looks at a problem that happens in many states, which is that states say that neglect occurs when a child is, you must provide proper care for your child. And if you don't, that's neglect. Well, proper care is interpreted differently by, I would say, every single parent in on the planet, because we all have different ideas of, you know, oh, I would let her walk that far, but not that far. I would let her stay home this long, but not that long. And so it's so ambiguous that it gives a lot of discretion to a caseworker or a cop who doesn't know your kid and might not even know your neighbors or your parenting philosophy or anything. They just and they don't love your child probably as much as you do, I would say almost never. And so our law, the Reasonable Childhood Independence Law, says neglect occurs only when a parent puts a child in serious and obvious danger, which just makes it a little more clear what we're talking about. Neglect is something that is not just, I wouldn't do it that way, but, oh my God, that kid, you know, I wouldn't have left him in the alligator pit, you know, with a meatball sandwich. That kind of thing is bad. And letting your kid play outside, walk to school, wait home alone for a little bit, unless there's some really weird circumstances, it's not neglect.
Yeah, no,
but
I mean, and
the law came after she was arrested.
Okay, that's interesting. So the law came after she was arrested. And David, I'm going to ask you now, David DeLugas, as the attorney, she's already been convicted?
No. She's been accused. Hey, let's face it. In the real world, if you've been charged with cruelty to children in the first degree, you must be an evil, horrible, awful person. And I think that's what Lenore was alluding to, is that's what how bad it is. I mean, to tell you,
there's a stigma, no doubt about it. Yeah.
I pulled it up on my computer. You know what cruelty to children first degree is? If you deprive children of necessary sustenance to the extent the child's health or well-being is jeopardized, or you maliciously cause a child cruel or excessive physical or mental pain. Well, I don't know. These kids were tucked into their beds. It was bedtime. They have cameras in the home. They have the Google Home where they could shout out, call mom, whatever they wanted to do. And by the way, the 8-year-old, he's now 9 because it was a month ago and he was that close to being 9. And not that age is the criteria. It's how mature are they? And as Lenore pointed out, for these two kids, they know how to cook. They mow the lawn. They sew. They take
care. It's true. They do sew. So, more than I can say.
You know, a parent that's teaching her children how to grow and be independent and responsible. And they were the ones that said, hey, mom, would you bring back our ball equipment and the Pokemon cards since you're going to be at the storage unit? So, here's another point is the resources. There were 5 City of Calhoun police officers at the scene, multiple vehicles. Do you know how traumatic that scene
is? How expensive? Oh, my God. 5 guys on overtime at night, 5 cars. To arrest a mom who went to a storage unit, that seems a little excessive.
So kids are looking at police officers decked out in their riot gear because they dress that way every day. And maybe for the bad people that are out there, they need to be appropriately attired and protected. But, you know, when you knock on the door of a house and 2 kids show up and open the door for you and there's nothing wrong with them, why not just say, hey, you want us to wait here till your mom gets back? And that would be the end of it. And if the kids say, no, we're fine, or like, yeah, that'd be nice, and wait for mom to come back and then say, hey, mom, glad you're back, and then leave. No. Now we got to, by the way, I timed it. Within 20 seconds of exiting her vehicle, she had handcuffs on her. No discussion, nothing. She's put in cuffs, put in the back of one of the police vehicles that showed up, and driven off to jail. And that's where our legal system is. Now, by the way, Lenore doesn't even know this yet because I've been like literally running in 8 directions. Received notice from the district attorney's office. We've reviewed everything. We are lowering the charges to reckless conduct, which is within the childhood independence legislation Lenore referenced, but that didn't go into effect till July 1. So we're left with reckless conduct, which is, Rich, you remember the case of Brittany Patterson, the mom whose 9-year-old, 10-year-old, almost 11, walked down to the store in the middle of the day? I mean, this is reckless conduct, which means anything, by the way. That's the problem with that statute that Lenore and Legro are working towards solving the problem. So it's government saying, we can tell you, parent, whether or not your children should be left for any period of time. What if you went next door and had coffee with the next door neighbor? What if you went for a jog? What, you know, should the reason you left matter?
Wait, so- Let me ask you a question, David. What are the, if she's found guilty of this, God forbid, what are the consequences?
Similar, the same as Brittany Patterson, 1 year in jail for each child and a $1,000 fine. So that is pending now. And incidentally, the dad within a week filed a modification action in his divorce case.
Well,
and
now
the dad has weaponized this incident. He's the one that called 911.
Sure.
He's the one that took the kids away rather than calling the mom and saying, hey, kids called me or I called them. Hey, you're going to be home soon. And then that would be the end of it. But no, he hired a lawyer, filed a modification action. And the judge in that action said, well, you know, when I have a party, a parent before me that's charged with cruelty to the children in the first degree, because this happened, the charges hadn't yet been reduced. It's what happened to the presumption of innocence, because the mom is only allowed to see the kids 3 hours on Sunday in the supervision of her mother or the dad's mother. But here's the key. It doesn't matter about the mom. How about the boys? How about these boys who now, for some reason, they can't comprehend, they no longer get to go to their bed and sleep at their house where their mother is, and they don't get to spend the night with her. They only get to see her for 3 hours, as long as grandma.
And somebody's hovering. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the impact on the kids. It's, again, the police being there.
Yeah. Let me just update in case anyone's just joining us. Lenore Skenazy is with us, contributing editor for Reason and the founder of the Free Range Kids Movement. David Jalugas, attorney and founder of board Parents USA. ParentsUSA.org is where you go for that. Mom left the kid 10 and 8, almost 9 at the time, alone for a little bit and wound up in this legal mess. It's horrific. I mean, as a parent of a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, soon to be 9-year-old.
You're kidding.
No,
really?
and a 5-year-old. I have 3 kids. Yeah, but I have a 10-year-old and I have an 8.5-year-old. And this is infuriating. It makes my blood boil. But let me ask the obvious question, which is that given that the Georgia legislature passed this law, that this is a very wise law that, you know, you've been advocating for, Lenore, all these years, and David, given that that's the intent of the legislature and given that the governor of Georgia signed this law, why can't a reasonable prosecutor and a reasonable judge drop this and say this is nonsense? Because obviously it's the intent of the legislature to say that this kind of crap should not happen.
That's my hope. I mean, once you look and you realize this is a new law, the Reasonable Childhood Independence Law says that unless you put your kid in obvious and serious danger, that's not neglect.
Yeah, and leaving your kids,
consider it.
Your kids at that age alone, or letting them play by themselves, or ride their bikes to their friend's house, or these things are not putting your kids in harm. And if there is a situation like that, it needs to be discretion on a case by case basis. And there needs to be a threshold for that. And clearly, this case does not meet that threshold in no way, shape or form. The kids were in no danger whatsoever. So this is the kind of thing where this should just be thrown out, given the fact that this law has passed. I mean, this is infuriating to me.
Oh, and it should be. By the way, let me point out that in the break, Lenore also helped co-found Let Grow, which is a wonderful organization that encourages childhood independence because it's better for the kids.
Yes. Right?
And by the way, what the term you use, Rich, which is really the operative term, a reasonable prosecutor would do something. Now, the judge has no control over the case until it's in front of the judge. Well, that isn't going to happen anytime soon. But the prosecutor certainly could say, well, even though this law was not in effect yet, it's certainly the intent of the legislature to clarify reckless conduct does not include leaving your child at home for some period of time, unless it's you left them there and you went out of town for 2 or 3 weeks. And by the way, there's a case out of Texas. Mom went to Iraq. Anyway, we could talk about this all day long. Those situations are independent. Every child is different. One of the things, which is why only the parents should decide for their children. And moms and dads sometimes disagree, especially divorced parents.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not their child's capable. Because a dad might say, well, our kid can play tackle football. And the mom might go squeamishly, no, they shouldn't play. Well, they have a difference of opinion. They have different views of their child's capabilities and maturity. Maybe the children have exhibited great skills and dexterity and independence with mom, and dad still thinks of them as little babies that shouldn't be left alone for 20 minutes. Well, you don't arrest a mom, put her in cuffs, put her in jail, give her a mugshot, and treat her this way, make her post bond,
no.
And charge her with a crime.
This is a vengeful ex-husband getting after her. No question about that. All right. How do we help is the question, Lenore and David. How do we help?
Well, interestingly, you are in Pennsylvania, and Let Grow has passed its reasonable childhood independence laws in, as I've said, 9 states, and 2 more are about to pass. But we haven't passed one in Pennsylvania yet. And so if anybody listening is interested in getting involved, if you go to Let Grow, that's letgrow.org, and you click on state laws, there's a little form you can fill out saying I'm interested in getting involved, or let me know what's happening in my state. And I'm hoping that Pennsylvania will be a 2025, 26 state that passes the law.
What about New Jersey?
New Jersey hasn't passed the law yet.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get a Republican governor in there come November, and we can make that happen, because I have no faith in the idiot who's there now. What about the mom in particular that we're talking about here in Georgia, David? How can we help her?
Well, the moral support's huge. And the fact that Lenore wrote this article, I'd encourage all your listeners to find reason and find Lenore's article and read
it. We'll post a link to it. Sure.
Great. Thank you.
Within the article, there is another link to a fundraising page, because Parents USA does not charge parents for the legal services we provide. Heck, I have a case in Long Island at the end of the month. We have an appeal in Florida. We're helping parents across the USA, again, only employing what the U.S. Supreme Court says. We're not trying to advocate a particular point of view or decision. We say, look, if you're a fit parent, you decide for your children, not the government, not somebody else. And that should be the end of the story. And we may not personally agree with your decision, and people can disagree with Alexandra's decision to go to the storage unit for a couple hours. We can disagree about that. But she shouldn't have been put in handcuffs, kids taken away, her facing crime. That's the absurdity. So please find the reason article. Go to parentsusa.org. Donate. We need your money. We need your moral support. Follow us on social media, because one of these, when we get enough people, we can monetize that. But we're not there yet. With your help, Rich, we can be.
I mean, like, where does it stop? I mean, if I'm a vengeful ex-husband, you mentioned, Lenore, that she cooks with the kids and the kids cook for themselves. What if I say, I think it's dangerous that the kids are using cookware, or they have nonstick cookware, which has the forever chemicals in it, or they're drinking soda, and I think you're putting the kids in harm's way, and you get some idiot from child services who agrees. I mean, where does this nonsense end? You have to put a stop to it here and let parents be parents and trust that they're going to do the right thing, because in most cases they do. And either way, there was a way to deal with this that did not involve arresting this mom. This is just a vengeful ex-husband being a jerk. And in my opinion, cops who did not use reasonable discretion in the moment. And, maybe at the time they weren't able to. I don't know, obviously, the full circumstances of the situation, but we now have this law passed. This case needs to be dismissed with prejudice. And this mom is, everybody should rally around her, because this should never happen to anybody. I want to thank you both for your time today. And please, we will post a link to the Reason.com article. And please check out the Free Range Kids Movement and go to parentsusa.org. Lenore Scanese, David DeLugas, thank you both for your advocacy in this and for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for your advocacy. That was a great summation. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. All right.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
And by the way, I'm not cooking about the cookware. I'm not kidding about the cookware thing. There's an article I read today in the New York Post about how there was a bipartisan bill in New York to ban nonstick cookware. To ban it. Because they have the forever chemicals in it. Look, I don't use nonstick cookware. I think it's a fugazi. I use stainless steel cookware, or I use cast iron. But we're going to freaking ban nonstick pans now? And so then if the government determines that they're dangerous, then what's to stop a parent, an ex-parent, from calling the cops because the kid's using a freaking nonstick pan to make his eggs? And the fact that he's even cooking on his own, the kid. It's mind-boggling and stupid. And so it makes me happy, though, that these two are fighting for this. It's absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm happy to say, that I thought we had come to the end of this nonsense of kids getting moms and dads getting arrested for kids walking home. But it still happens. And these things, you know, thank God there's an organization like Parents USA out there to deal with it. And thank God there's writers like Lenore who are bringing attention to this. So I want you to join us in Cape May on June 20th for our next live show. Again, you don't need a ticket to come to the show, but if you want to spend the night, make your reservation now by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, because I think the hotel's almost booked for June 20th that weekend and July 4th as well. So make sure you do that. I want to share with you on the national political front real quick this story from I got to get to this as well. Jimmy Failla is going to join us at 5:35. I'll talk to him about a bunch of stuff. But in the moment, I want to share with you this. So I recently, you know, I was in California. I went and talked about the book Animal Farm, which is written by George Orwell. I sat down for the PragerU book club, which was a huge honor. I think that episode's going to be released in the early fall. And I talked to Michael Knowles from The Daily Wire. He hosts that show on behalf of Dennis Prager and PragerU. It was a big honor to be, you know, to go out there and talk about one of my favorite books, Animal House. Well, one of my other, Animal Farm, well, Animal House is one of my favorite movies, but it was never a book, but it was a movie. But another book, obviously, that you know from George Orwell is 1984. Walter Kern, great attorney, super smart guy, was on with Matt Taibbi. You will never believe this, but the current leading paperback version of 1984, which is the official Orwell Estate approved 75th anniversary edition, actually includes a 1984-ish trigger warning and calling the novel's hero problematic because of his misogyny. You can't believe this. You cannot make this stuff up. Cut 21.
And this writer is named Dolan Perkins Valdez. Okay. I'm enjoying the novel on its own terms, not as a classic, but as a good story. That is, until Winston reveals himself to be a problematic character.
Oh, no.
So, yep. On the fourth page of the introduction of 1984, we just find out that Winston is a problematic character. Anybody can blow that up. For example, we learn of him, he disliked nearly all women, and especially the young and pretty ones. Whoa, wait a minute, Orwell. Winston's views on women are at first despicable to the contemporary reader. He is the kind of character who can make me put a book down. You Philistine, you mean if somebody says they don't like women, you throw the book away? How many books have you thrown away by Hemingway, etc.?
Old story.
Our introduction writer, you know, confesses to being a little bit more sophisticated. When I was younger, that's exactly what I would have done. But I'm a more seasoned reader now, and I know the difference between a flawed character and a flawed story. And I remind myself that this is a dystopian novel, an idea of what society might look like if certain dark forces prevail. Orwell is suggesting misogyny is likely in a totalitarian society, and Winston is a product of that environment. Well, thank you for your trigger warning to 1984. It is the most 1984-ish thing I've ever read.
That is unbelievable.
And yet, it's so believable. It really is. It's fiction becoming reality, is it not? What's the saying? Make 1984 fiction again, right? All right, listen. Jimmy Failla is going to join us next, host, of course, of Fox Across America and Fox News Saturday Night. But I want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, because care and compassion are everything. There's a reason why my family, the whole family, even the kids, we go see Dr. Mike Veneria, because he's the best of the best, and it's about care. And trust me, you want to avoid, there's a lot of these chain dental offices now. You see their commercials on TV and stuff. Stay away from those. Go to Dr. Mike. He's got two offices, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He's the dentist who other dentists recommend their patients to for complicated stuff like dental implants, for example. And doctors go to Dr. Mike, too, like Dr. Maz, for example. He's a good man, and he's got great people working with him. They care about your smile. They care about your overall experience. And there's such a link now between your mouth health, your gut health, your overall health. And if you've been putting off getting a complicated dental procedure like an implant, stop putting it off, please. Make your appointment today to see Dr. Mike by going to VanariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And trust me when I tell you, he's the best of the best. You will be in great hands with my guy, my buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The king of Saturday night, and he is Jimmy Failla. You hear him every day on this station at 7 p.m. on Fox Across America. What's up, handsome?
Well, let's just be honest with the American people. Like, Gutfeld is the king of late night. I'm like the Rodney King of late night.
Fair enough.
I take a lot of shots. We're winning, though. I mean, we're winning. We're getting it done, girlfriend. We even got Rizzioli on this weekend. Holy hell.
Wait, is that a thing?
How did we book Fox News superstar Rizzioli on our show? This is amazing.
I'm excited. No, you are the king of Saturday night. There's no question about it. And the show's crushing it. You do have great people on the show like me on Saturday night. But, I mean, the show is just blowing the doors off. So congratulations, buddy, on all your success, obviously. And, by the way, you did a hell of a job today at America's Newsroom.
I always listen, man. They dealt me a bad hand. I had to carry that segment. And sometimes you just got to play the teams on the schedule, Zioli. I looked around and I was like, wow, three odds. GM did us no favors with this roster. I kid, you were great. And it's good to be back on your show, man. We see so much of each other lately that we're forgetting to hang out on the radio. And I realized how much we missed each other, because last week when you did my show, I was shocked to hear either of us was still employed by the time the hit was over.
And I'm doing your show on Thursday for you.
Yeah, you are.
Which will be a blast, but not doing my own show. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's that. But today was fun. It was so actually the panel was such a disaster that 5 seconds after it ended, we got a text from the booker going, hey, can you guys do it again Monday? So I guess I'll see a Thursday and I'll see a Monday. So there.
I'm pretty sure they're not putting this on camera. They're just treating it like a Make-A-Wish. They let us sit in the chair. We're actually on during a commercial break, and we don't realize it till we get up and walk away.
Perino and Hemmer are just doing us a huge solid. They're like, "Yeah, those crazy kids. Make them feel good."
Love it.
Buddy, you're going to be performing in our area really soon in Pottstown at Soul Joel's, which just makes me think of the song Soul Glow. And I want to let your soul glow and have everybody come out in August and see you.
Oh, listen, PHT, you guys got to turn out for this one. I did this show at Soul Joel's like 2 summers ago, and they were homicidal lunatics. I love them so much. We had made a 2-show deal, but I wasn't on PHT at the time. So now it's like a real home game. And yes, you dudes need to do. This is a real story, Zioli. I am not doing a comedy show. Once this whole summer, like I have this special event thing I have to do with Hannity that they're shooting for Fox Nation. I don't have a comedy show booked between July 1st and November 29th. The only one is this Soul Joel's event because the guy reached out. It's like a big anniversary event. I told him we were going to do 2 shows. And I was like, yeah, no, absolutely. August 9th, I'm blowing up my whole downtime because it actually is like a really fun show. But part of what makes it a fun show is having an audience to listen to that show.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, Soul Joel tickets are at foxacrossamerica.com. There's going to be a meet and greet. You can grope me like everybody did in Cleveland this past weekend.
I tell the story about getting...
No, Susie was behaved because she wasn't at the meet and greet. If I knew she didn't have tickets, I would have just got them for her because I had all of my wife's white trash friends in the green room. And the thing is, my wife has hot, frisky friends that she grew up with in Cleveland, and they're very handsy. So I was actually like quick pitching the meet and greet, so I could go back to the green room and get groped by my wife's horny friends.
Nice.
And, you know, they're extra gropey now because I have a TV show, you know? Yeah. So, these are the perks. I'm not getting me too'd. I'm the one getting groped, so it's not like I'm the villain here. And the point is that
it's amazing what television does to somebody, right? All of a sudden, this guy who clearly is not, no offense, suddenly now is a sex symbol just simply because he's on television. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, unfortunately, most of the breasts I sign are male. but you know what? Like I said, Zioli, you play the teams on the schedule.
I need the Zioli Army to go out and support you, and here's the reason why. Because I've said this on your show, you are my spirit animal, but also my spiritual and career advisor these days. And you know, the fact that every time I show my ID at Fox and they let me back in is a miracle, and it's only because of you and Perino. So we got to come out and support you on is August 9th in Pottstown at Soul Joel's. I want to see a big Zioli Army show. We need to storm the theaters. What needs to happen that night?
Yes, we do, man. It's gonna be rowdy, man. And we're hanging out afterwards because I don't have another show till November.
Yeah.
So it's so much more than a comedy show. Like, we're gonna go out there and keep the bar open and just shut it down.
Yeah, like, this is kind of like your farewell tour in a way. And it could be. I mean, based on the way you conduct your shows, it could literally be your farewell show.
That'd be great. I mean, at least I'm gonna need 2 months to let the dust settle. Like, that's how bad it gets. So basically, this is what happens, right? And I really do mean this to everybody listening who wants to go. You tour all year long. You go to 30, 40 cities, whatever the hell it is. You have your act, which is like your act. This is your routine. These are the bits. These are the things you do that you wrote. And then you do a fair amount of crowd work. But what you do at the end of that is you basically do an hour of all of the jokes that you loved that went way too far for the audience. Because by now you've learned how to cover the hostile reaction that you get. So to give you an example, I have a good chunk in my act about Matt Gaetz for some odd reason. And some super Republican audiences get mad because you're hitting a Republican. And then I remind them that everybody on the Republican side likes to talk about, like, I miss the good old days when Johnny Carson hit both sides and it wasn't so one-sided like Colbert and Kimmel. But you know what happens when you actually hit both sides in real life? All of those people freak out because you made fun of a Republican. So I've basically built an hour of that material. It's some of it's Republican, most of it's Democrat. It's like 60-40.
Yeah.
But you never know where the jokes are going to go, but I know how to stand my ground on all of them. Good. Do you know on my own TV show, like I had a, like in the A block, like 3 weeks ago, I had a fight with the audience over a joke that they like seriously took umbrage. And I had to like gun them down like it was a live show just to make sure the segment worked on TV. And then we went to break. I was like, yeah, sorry, I had to beat you guys up, you losers. But they, because, you know, everybody's like, yeah, we're just here for the comedy. And then you make fun of a Republican and they're like, hey, who's this rhino? Who's this rhino comedian? And I'm like, no. Comedy does not owe you political loyalty. And the world's not going to heal until we get back to observing the real boundaries of comedy, which is there are none. Suck it up. August 9th, we're playing Prison Rules, Eoli.
Good, I like it. We're going to be there. Soul Joles in Pottstown. Go to foxacrossamerica.com and get your tickets. Tune in this Saturday night for Fox News Saturday night. And then tune in every night on here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG for Fox Across America, your nationally syndicated radio show, which is just killing it as well. Before I let you go, we talked today about how the Democrats, like people who are on the left, are clinically insane and they're depressed and they have all these mental health issues. And we both agreed it's the least surprising thing we've heard all day, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, seriously, you're about when my show goes live in a few minutes. Well, we got a little more time than that, but, you know, about over an hour at this point. But the point is, I'm very hopped up today. Like, you just kind of took the edge off, and I hope it holds till 7.
Good.
But I'm very worked up today, Zeoli, about some. We discussed this stuff on Newsroom, and it just spilled into my brain. But my grievances right now are about what they're doing to ICE. Democrats being mentally ill, not new news. I mean, we've all been watching this. I mean, there's a lot of things they're embracing that actually would have gotten you punched in the face back in the day. So let me give you an example. We grew up in the 80s. If you rang someone's door in the 80s and said, hey, I'm here from the local school district, and we're going to be doing a drag show for your kindergartner where they get to tip a guy named Cinnabuns in his thong. Okay, you would have gotten punched in the face if you dared even rang the doorbell.
Right.
And these are now policies. Imagine you were a politician in the 1980s, and he said, hey, there was a deported migrant gangbanger whose wife has an order of protection against him. We're going to fly down to El Salvador on your tax dollar to drink margaritas with the guy in a shirt we bought him from Kohl's so he looks just like you and me. Again, you might have punched him in the face. Punched him in the face. I'm not calling for violence. I'm just telling you guys how far this... Do you want the big one? Because this is the whole crux of my show tonight.
Go ahead.
And it's sad. September 11th, 2001. Okay, imagine the world September 11th. Now imagine going back and telling that world a president was going to come along and let in 20 million people at the border, including 1,000 known terrorists. Imagine what the world would have done to that president on September 11, 2001. And now imagine that that's a policy we fight over.
Yeah.
And that we're racist white nationalists. You know, time was you could let half of ISIS in on the taxpayer dime. I'm like, what are we talking about here, Zeoli? So it's not just the voters that are mentally ill. It's the people. They're all nuts.
They are
nuts. Jimmy's worked up. This was not your job. Your job was to calm me down and sell comedy tickets. And now I'm starting a militia. Way to go.
Well, that's the Zeoli Army. So congratulations. Welcome to the party, General. What can I tell
Let's
you?
Go.
We'll be there
Let's
in spirit.
Go.
We'll be there live. We'll be there in person August 9th. And I'll see you Thursday, Snookums.
You better. Let's go, hotshot.
All later. Right.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What else do we got? We got a quick break. We're coming right back. And yeah, all right. Don't do that.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of Biden, by the way, you know, the question that Peter Ducey asked today about the auto pen was a great one. Senator Josh Hawley said the other night, I've been meaning to play this, but he told Hannity this the other night. A Biden Secret Service whistleblower told him that, this is what he said. So this is Senator Josh Hawley here. You listen to yourself. Cut 17.
Came from a Secret Service whistleblower this past year. I talked to so many of them after the attempted assassinations of President Trump. But this Secret Service whistleblower actually was assigned to Biden, and he told me that Biden used to get lost in his closet in the mornings in the White House. I mean, the guy literally stumbling around in the White House residence couldn't find his way out of his own closet. The president of the United States. I mean, this is outrageous. We were lied to. And Sean, you know as well as I do, the press has a huge role in this. I mean, the press actually is really important in America. They're supposed to report the truth. It's what you do every night. It's not what the liberal media did, though. They sold this country out for years, and they did it for power, and they need to be held accountable.
Damn right they do. So today, Peter Ducey brought it up to Caroline Leavitt. He said, you know, we got these pardons here that all have the same signature on them. And there's one that has a different signature. And he brought that up, the White House press briefing. And the Department of Justice is investigating the auto pen scandal. Let me break that down for you so you really kind of get a sense of this. It's not a question, can the president use an auto pen to pardon? Absolutely. 100%. As long as he's actually doing the one authorizing the use of the pardon pen. If he's the one who's authorizing the use of the auto pen, it's fine. The president can give a pardon by verbally saying, I pardon you. He doesn't have to do it by physically signing something. But the question around Biden is, did he know it? Did he authorize this? Let's go a step deeper, too. Speaker Mike Johnson has brought up the point that Joe Biden did not remember the time about the liquid natural gas export ban. And we said, well, you know, Biden just lost his mind. It's Biden being Biden. But maybe he really never put in a liquid natural gas export ban. That probably makes more sense if you think about it. Because if Biden was cognitive, if he had his brains, if he had the ability to actually make sense of things and think, then Joe Biden, the smart politician that he was, because he's a dope entire career. He was not a very bright guy, but he was a good politician. He got pretty far in the Senate and he became vice president. That guy would have never put in a ban on liquid natural gas when Pennsylvania was the must-win state and we are the natural gas state. He never would have done that. So I think the reality is he was not in charge. I think that to me is the proof you need right there. Because as much as Biden was a fool and clearly on day one started, you know, going very, very left. He still was an old school politician at heart who would have known that that was political suicide. I mean, I must have said a million times during that campaign, I cannot believe there is still a ban on the export of liquid natural gas and Pennsylvania is the must win state. It was just in my mind, I could not understand it. Well, that kind of makes sense. Here's the exchange with Caroline Leavitt and Peter Ducey from earlier today at the White House. Take a listen.
Looks different. It looks authentic. In fact, if you look at the last name, it almost looks like the president was having a hard time spelling his last name there. Is this White House of the opinion that the only pardon that would count is one that the president signed himself?
It's very interesting. Very interesting props. If you want to bring them to my office later so I can take a closer look, I would like to do that. The president is making a good point when he discusses the usage of the auto pen. Who was running the country for the past 4 years? Perhaps those documents were signed with the auto pen, something that this, I believe the Department of Justice is looking into. As you saw, Ed Martin made an announcement at the Department of Justice this morning to launch an investigation because the American people deserve answers.
Is there any concern that this president who won the election on a promise to fix?
Yeah, good. I'm glad there needs to be a thorough investigation. Will we ever know the truth? I don't know. I don't know if anything's going to come of it. But if there's even just one White House aide who comes forward and says, yeah, we did this without the president's knowledge. Wow. Imagine that. I don't want to get your hopes up here, but I'm just saying that would be. That would be something, no doubt about it. There's a movie made many, many years ago with Al Pacino. It's called City Hall. Do you remember that movie? A really, really good movie, actually. John Cusack's in it and Bridget Fonda, who now looks nothing like Bridget Fonda. She had a terrible car accident and gained a... Anyway, that movie is about a very ambitious mayor of New York City. I'll tell you why I'm bringing that up to you. And it's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, the master of implant dentistry. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VeneriaDental.com. Our big fourth and final hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.